service today.
蒙古的魔幻音来到我们今晚的礼拜。
Very tremendous time in the life of the church.
教会生命非常非常强大的时间。
Yesterday we continue to look at the rapture of the church.
昨天我们继续地看到教会的背景。
And what came out of there is such a tremendous message on urgency.
总结出来的非常强大的信息有关紧迫性。
And right now, blessed people, all the nations are open. It's a very busy time.
现在所有的国家都打开了非常忙碌的时间。
But what an honor and privilege again to come to you with this very powerful teaching on the rapture of the church.
可是再度地拿着这非常强大的教会背景有关的信息来造访你们何等。
荣幸何等的高兴。
我们昨天看到丹尼里的预言
and the tremendous message, the extract that came out of there,
强大的信息从中出来的。
We saw very clearly the strategic positioning of the rapture within the prophetic timeline of God Almighty.
我们看到了神
预言的时间表当中背体所占的非常战略性的位置，非常战略性的放出来，把这个背体放下来了，在那预言的时间表当中，非常战略性的地点，并且主怎么样的对待这罪的严重性。
我们查看的是，当丹尼里以为耶利米先知宣布的70年来要结束的时候，在丹尼里非常的震惊，当神差派加百列来。 给他更多的智慧和聪明，让他明白。我们看得很清楚，蒙福的人们，主借此来给你们强调，在神面前犯罪，这何等重大的事情！
When the grace has been advanced to you,
让人们理解，当恩典接近你们的时候，你们犯罪，这对神来说何等糟糕的事情。
And tomorrow evening service also, every day we'll have evening services because my time is running out. I need to be leaving to many other nations.
明天我们还有晚上的礼拜，我这个天天都要有这个晚上的服侍，因为我的时间都耗尽了，很多国家都等着。
I need to hear from Australia.
因为我在这有必要听到欧洲的信息，因为他们太远了。
I'm telling the Lord that this is the portal of heaven. This is where you are speaking from. The portal of God. Open from heaven into the churches here at this radio. I need to hear Australia register their presence, especially considering their distance from here.
我跟主说了，这就是抵达到全球列国的一个中心的站，中心站。我在这通过这个电台，地面上的电台，并且这个直播来要抵达到各个国家，因为欧洲太远了，离这太远了。
And then by surprise, I heard the senior deputy archbishop, Paul Semenya, on radio. It really warmed my heart. I was very blessed. I said, you have saved Australia.
并且Paul Simon, 他通过这个电台来报道整个澳洲的这个收听情况是非常蒙福的。 我听到你的报道，觉得很高兴，你拯救了整个澳洲。因此，你们以为给电台打电话报道，你们以为是很小事情，可是这对天堂来说，天国来说很大的事情。你们要知道，这就是天堂面向地球说话的基地，这就是。
and participating here.
因此在这儿听到你们的报道，你们的参加，这是对神来说，对天堂来说很大的事情，你们要知道这一点。
So yesterday we saw the prophecy of the book of Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 all the way to 27.
因此昨天我们看到了丹尼尔九章二十四到二十七节。
And we saw that the Lord in a very strategic structure has placed the rapture between verse 26 and verse 27.
并且我们非常有战略性的把这个背景放置在九章二十六到二十七节之间。
If you can reduce the voice of the translator just a little bit, the sound over my ear feedback here. Thank you. So we saw very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
Very, very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
I can reduce the sound of the volume of the translator a little bit.So we saw very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
We saw very clearly that the Lord has placed the rapture between Daniel chapter 9:26 and Daniel chapter 9:27, which is the last week of Daniel.
我们看到了主把这个背题放置在丹尼尔九章的二十六到二十七节之间。我们知道这就是丹尼尔七十个期的最后一个期之前。
The message that emanates from there, the message of urgency, prepare now.
从中出来的信息就是紧迫性的信息，现在必须要现在预备。
So very clearly, blessed people,
并且我们看得很清楚，蒙福的人们。
That the Lord has divided the entire of His prophetic cascade, prophetic timeline.
主把整个他预言的时间分成为
into season,
成为一个季节来描述
70 weeks of Daniel 70 weeks of Daniel
丹尼尔这七十个七
the 77
七十个七
we saw that there is the first seven that is one season
其中有一个第一个七个七那是一个季节
and the 62 sevens another season
然后六十二个七另一个季节
that, the Lord pressed the pause button.
然后主按下了那钟表的按钮
the clock of God,
停止下来神的钟表
and he opened
神的时钟
the dispensation of the church age Revelation chapter 2 and 3 he opened up that season
然后打开了另一个季节就是打开了外邦教会的季节启示录二章和三章的内容
when he's speaking to the church when he's preparing the church he's transmitting the message of Christ to the church
让他预备教会建造教会传达基督弥赛亚信息去给外邦教会的
that right now he that speaks with you they have come with tremendous power to unleashThe judgment of God that will take place in the tribulation.
并且主差派我来现在跟你说话的这一位来拿着强大的能力并且要宣布神对地球审判的这一位来要宣布主的信息现在这个时间。
And so we saw very clearly.
因此我们看得很清楚。
That these seasons come and go, they change.
这一切季节出现了然后要消失要结束了
right now the Lord is longing for his beloved people Israel his blessed people Israel his covenant people Israel
因为现在主想念他被爱的百姓以色列百姓他所爱的以色列百姓跟他们之间的圣约
and we've seen that the Lord does not combine two missions at the same time on the earth if you look at the entire Bible
并且主并没有在地球上进行两个不同的议程看整个圣经没有过这样的事情
why, when this mission is on you don't see anyone else walking the earth with the cloud of God with the shadow of God raising cripples there and saying the visions of God God has visited him taken him to heaven you don't see that it's only this mission that he has anointed he has blessed he has commissioned
因此你无法看到地球上没有任何一个人跟神的云神的影子来去事工把残疾人站起来并且把天堂的意象给你们分享没有任何其他的这种事情发生只有在这只有这两位先知目前绝对没有
When Jeremiah came it was Jeremiah alone
当耶利米差派只有耶利米一个人
When Isaiah came Isaiah alone
当以赛亚出现那只有以赛亚的事工只有以赛亚的事工当时受 当时蒙福了，蒙福的。
This final mission has come, this final one. Then it's this final one alone. Then he closes prophecy.
那当着最后的事工出现了，以此来要结束神的预言了。
So we saw very clearly that therefore, when the church age comes to an end.Then he will embark on Israel, and the ordinances he uses for engaging Israel are totally different from the ones of the grace in the church age.
这样一来，现在教会时代要结束了，并且要结束教会时代，然后打开以色列这时代的使者，现在在这里，并且对待以色列的方式跟恩典。
For handling Israel in the last seventieth week rather of Daniel are totally different.From the ordinances now.
最后剩下的一个期来处理以色列的方式完全不同于教会恩典时代处理教会的方式。
Right now the Holy Spirit is here.
现在圣灵在这里。
And you are purchased by the Lord.
你们被主赎买下来的人们。
From the wicked antichrist.
你们现在这邪恶的敌基督。被着圣灵来拦阻，可是那个时代剩下的一个期的敌基督会出现，并且现在跟你说的这两位先知传达的就是神的愤怒，到时候，因此那个时候就是非常艰难的时刻。可是我们在罗马书十一25节26节看到的就是全以色列都会得救的，到时候那个时代。因此你们看得很清楚，以色列会得救的。
But he says he will engage with them according to how he engaged with the patriarchs of Israel.
可是这种方式就是神处理他们的方式，是他怎么样的跟他的祖先打交道的方式来，那就是他的祖先亚伯拉罕，以色列的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各怎么样的跟他们打交道，就是约瑟和他的弟兄们、雅各的儿子们，那是以色列的君王。以色列的先知他们怎么样的跟神保持亲密的关系，就是这种方式来。因此这个圣经就告诉我们，第一个果子是圣洁的，第一个面团是圣洁的，那剩下的一切也都圣洁的。
And that means the first bit of the dough, the normal text, prepare the bread and present to the Lord in the temple of the Lord, the bread of the presence.
一般的第一个面团成为一个饼，然后在圣殿献给神。
And prepare for the Lord first fruits to the Lord.
第一个果子要献给神的。如果这是圣洁的，那剩下的一切都圣洁的。
And so, when that ngano is prepared and given to the Lord and accepted as holy, then he says the rest of the batch is holy.
那献给神的第一个面团是圣洁的，那剩下的一就蒙神悦纳，那就剩下的一切也是圣洁的。
Anaitambua kama takatifu, imanake lile lingine pale penye hili limetolewa pia yote the batch inachukuliwa kama ni takatifu.
Wakati ambapo Bwana anachukua hiyo kama takatifu, basi manake inamaanisha ya kwamba ile sehemu nyingine ya unga iliyobaki basi inachukuliwa kama takatifu.
And that's why Israel,
就是说为什么以色列整个以色列会得救的。
But in the tribulation, it will be a very difficult time because 2/3 will be killed.
可是灾难时代是非常艰难，因为三分之二都要被杀的。
And so this is going to be a very tremendous time, and that's why even today the Lord was showing me the rockets coming from southern Lebanon into Israel, coming and they were being intercepted. Though some of them I saw struck the houses, the Lord took me there. I was in Israel for most of the day.
可因为这是非常抢客的时间，并且主这几天就让我看到那导弹抵达到那个南黎巴嫩的南部，就要攻打以色列的。他们很多导弹都被以色列抢劫，就是被阻止。可是其中一些都要 就是击打以色列的，那以色列呢就受到神的保护。这时我们就在这的理由灾难当中，以色列一直得到神的保护的。因此我们看到这季节要改变，按照神预言的时间表70:7，这季节就要改变了。按照神预言的时间表，丹尼里70:7，这样
the Lord is saying that even this will expire, it will be depleted, will come to an end.
主说甚至这个季节也要结束了，要耗尽了。
The church needs to prepare now because you can feel the breeze, the cold that is coming from the winter. It's like autumn. You feel the breeze, the cold winds are starting to blow.
因此教会必须要预备，因为你们现在感到的现在刮的这个风是个告诉你们冬天就要来了，现在已经秋天了，你们要懂得预备你自己。
So, you can see from the coronavirus, the wars that are on right now, you can see from the locusts, the earthquakes, that the tribulation is knocking at the door.
现在冠状病毒了，战争了，蝗虫之灾了，地震了，整个一切告诉你们灾难，大灾难就要临到你门前了，要预备。
And the Lord also brought it to the fore,the consequences, the dire consequences of sin.
并且主带给你们罪导致的直接的后果。
That when Daniel thought it was the 70 years that were pronounced by Jeremiah,
但尼里以为耶利米说的70年就要结束一切的惩罚了。
Then the archangel Gabriel came and said, I've come to give you insight.Wisdom and understanding. You did not catch it right. The gravity of sin. It is 70 times 7.
可是神的加百列来到撒尼里，给他神的通察力，神的智慧，神的聪明，让他明白这不是七十年，七十个七。你们在神面前的罪有这么严重，因此蒙福的人们。
Out of there came the message of the suddenness with which the seasons come to an end, unannounced.Unexpected, you fall into another season.
因此这个信息就告诉我们这种紧迫性，你没有预料到的，想不到的时间，这个季节就要结束了。这个季节
brought us to the place where we were now face to face with the imminency of Christ's return, the suddenness, the any moment rapture, the rapture that happens any moment.
因此我们现在面对的就是弥赛亚基督再临的紧迫性，任何瞬间背地都可以发生。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why today I just want to run through one or two scriptures on the imminency of the rapture and then summarize for you and then we'll be able to close the service for tomorrow.
因此今天我把这背地紧迫性有关一两节的经文我跟你们一起分享，然后结束今天的礼拜，来准备明天晚上的服事。
In Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, on your screen, again, we'll use the scripture on the screen for everybody to follow.
启示录二十二的二十节。
Revelation 22, verse 20, please.
启示录二十二的二十。
He says, He who testifies to these things, can you put King James, please, if you don't mind? He says, He which testifieth these things saith,
证明却是的说
Surely I come quickly.
是的我必快来
Amen.
阿们
Even so, come Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊我愿你来
NIV says,
刚读的是情定本现在读的是
says,
证明却是的说
Yes, I am coming soon.
是我必快来
So in King James he saysI come quickly. Here it says, I am coming soon.
请进本说我很快就来 NIV 版本说我必快来
And this I am coming soon has been running on for more than 2,000 years now.
这我必快来我很快就来已经化进了2000年了
That's really what defines the imminency of Christ's return.
这真的界定基督再临的紧迫性
In any moment.
意味着任何瞬间你想不到的时候你最不能预料到的时间弥赛亚来提走教会了
Revelation 22 verse 12
22 12
In the same chapter
从一个二十二章，看那我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。请定本说，看哪，我很快就来了，我的赏罚在我。
To give every man according to his work shall be, according as his work shall be.
按照每个人所做的事工，我要报应给他。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 7,
22的第七节，
he says the following.
他说到如下，
He says, Behold, I come quickly.
看哪，我很快就来。
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings again. Behold, I come quickly.
看哪，我必快来。
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Very powerful, blessed people.
会看得强的蒙福的人们，任何瞬间我很快就来。
For more than 2,000 years now.
这两千年以来，主一直跟我们说的，我很快就来，我必快来。
And so, therefore, the message that comes out of the prophetic timeline of Daniel chapter 9, verses 24-27.
因此，丹尼里九章二十四到二十七节，丹尼里预言的时间表当中给我们的信息就是。
The prophecy and the message that comes from that prophecy,
那个预言给我们的信息
brings us very close to understanding that the Lord says, "Be ready all the time."
带给我们的信息就是你们始终随时随地要做好准备。
And yet the Lord is saying,
并且主说
that the church right now is horizontally focused.
现在教会他们专注的是水平的事情。
We need to prepare to be heavenly focused.
换言之，我们必须要拥有以天堂为中心的角度，专注天堂的事情。因为主公开的创世纪一章二十六到二十七节已经开始跟我们说，
God desire that mankind should be heavenly focused.
神的意图，人类必须要拥有的，以专注天堂的，要专注天堂的。神说了，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。因此神造人按照自己的样式，自己的形象，按照神的形象，按照神的样式造了人，他造了男和女。
That means inherently at creation, you are supposed to be a heavenly focused creature, because your image and likeness is of God, God and heaven.
这意味着你的形象、你的样式是必须要像天堂那父神一样的，因此你必须要专注天堂，这才是造你的原本的神的意图。五三。看一下
the horizontal focus,
水平的一个专注。
And Adam had lived 130 years,
亚当活到130岁。
Again, when Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，和自己相似。
And he named him Seth.
就给他起名叫赛特。看一下现在人类堕落之后，他们的产物，他们的生产就是一个像水平的专注地球的。他们的样式，他们的相貌，他们的形象是可 和自己相似的，不是像天父天堂。
Every inclination right now of mankind, even in church, is horizontal, earthly focused.
他们的后裔，他们的子孙，现在以地球为中心，专注水平的。现在教会也是这样的。14:4 约伯。
I'm just trying to run through these scriptures to underscore to you the need for mankind to make a turnaround and become heavenly focused.
约伯14:4，我跟你们读这段经文，好让你们知道人类现在要离开这个水平的专注，要专注天堂。谁能使洁净之物出于污秽之中呢？
He said, no one, none.
无论谁也不能。换言之，人类堕落了，那怎么可以生产出，怎么可以生出解经的后裔？换言之，在伊甸园他们堕落了之后，他们就开始地球为中心，专注水平的东西，地上的事情。那怎么可以他们重新开始以天堂为中心，专注天堂呢？除非主来让他们转离。领后施的
是 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says the following verse, chapter again, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, he says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers,
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，
so that they cannot see the light of the gospel,
不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，谁是神的像呢？就是基督。因此当你专注地球的时候，怎么可以看到基督那无法衡量的荣耀，他带过来的神啊，无法想象的。恩典，我现在跟你们分享这些经文，让你们明白人类基督徒必须要转离这个地球，然后要专注天堂，要懂得天堂的。
Which is really engrossed, totally consumed by this world, there cannot be anything else except earthly focus.
因为整个这一代完全的彻底的被这个世界吞灭掉，因此他们除了这个世界地球的事情之外什么都不懂，无法接纳接受。
这
是为什么神要求教会改革修复，要求悔改，因为现在时间耗尽了，要必须要转离罪恶，转离世界，要归向神。路加六43。
This is what he says. Again, we are still on earthly focus that the Lord is saying must come out of the church if she is to make it.
我们现在处理的就是人类教会专注地球水平东西的这个事情。我们必须要出来离开的，要转离到这个事情。因为我们看到的这季节呢，被神来决定。这个每次季节呢，以神来开头，然后以神来结束。
Even this season at hand that we have right now will come to an end. That is why I have come to announce the end of this season.And the coming of the Messiah.
并且我们所处的这教会恩典的季节就要结束了，这是为什么我出现，并且我跟你们宣布弥赛亚的来临。
If you look at the mission that the Lord unleashed us on from His throne to the earth,
如果你看到通过我来神在天堂的宝座是给我，通过我来给你们的这个事工。
That this dispensation of the grace is about to come to an end. The rapture is about to happen, and the tribulation will consume.
就是要跟整个世界宣布这恩典的时代就要结束了，并且背弃就要发生这样灾难大灾难，就要来要吞灭掉整个地球了。
It will be unbearable in the dispensation, as you are going to see. I'm going to make a rundown in one of these days, a rundown on what is called the hour of trial.
灾难时代即将要开始的，这是难以忍受的季节，你无法想象的事情发生。
But to the church of this age that is horizontally focused,
可是对这一代教会来说，他们仍然专注水平的东西。看一下路加六的43，因为没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。看一下教会现在满有的是罪孽邪恶，怎么可以结出好果子？怎么可以进入神荣耀永恒的国度？怎么可以参加背
景呢？
除非他们听从这个信息来悔改，转离罪恶，然后归向神。
This is the message that is coming out of the prophetic timeline that the Lord set out using Gabriel the archangel in Daniel chapter 9:24-27.
这就是丹尼里九章二十四到二十七节神差派加百列来赐给丹尼里的那预言的时间表给我们的信息。
And he says,Luke 6:44, each tree is recognized by its own fruit.
凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。人不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从棘藜里摘葡萄。换言之，
if the church is in sin right now,There is no way she can produce forth a fruit for the kingdom of God that is holy.
换言之，现在如果教会仍然留在罪恶里头，他无法生产出属于天堂的果子，进入天堂的果子。
Why I'm using these scriptures here to lay the case, to make a submission that the church needs to turn around and begin to focus on the kingdom of God.
这是为什么我借着 这样的经文来要告诉你们，宣布你们教会必须现在有必要转离，有必要悔改，有必要专注天堂来归向神。
嗨，What an hour of truth and quality in the church.
何等有真理并且对教会有质量的时间。
God brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart.
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart.
恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
For the mouth speaketh what the heart is full of.
因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
All this presents to you such a tremendous case that tells the church you must repent now, because the season is about to change.
这一切就告诉我们这强大的事实，教会现在要悔改，然后要预备即将发生的另一个季节。马太七的十六。
The book of Matthew, turn with me there, blessed people, chapter 7.
马太第七的十六，蒙福的人们。
Verse 16 it says,
十六，神说
By their fruit you will recognize them.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？主非常坚定的。
The fruit of holiness, only good is, only holy is good before the Lord.
坚定的要求我们要结出好果子，因为只有好的对神来说是圣洁的。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says,
箴言四二十三。
As we now change focus, what she should look like.
箴言书四的二十三，现在我们要换角度来。
He's saying out of the message we saw on the prophetic timeline of Daniel 9:24-27.
也告诉我们应该要专注哪一个方向，这就是丹尼里九章二十四到二十七节的预言告诉我们的。
He's emphasizing, he's saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and then he says, here, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
马太六的三十三，你首先追求神的国度和他的公义，再加上你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。箴言四的二十三。
You have seen that in the book of Matthew 6:33 say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Meaning, please focus on glory. Focus on the kingdom of glory. The glory lasts forever.
首先你要追求神的国度，然后他的公义，这就告诉我们，首先我们要专注荣耀，因为这荣耀才是永恒的，才是永永远远维持下来的。因此你要懂得要专追求。
Now I'm laying a case to you, a case for you, that you may understand God's push, God's urging of the church at this hour, that she may now focus on the heavenly.
我们底下哥罗西三的一到二节，这样一来让人明白神现在要求教会，强迫教会来要专注天堂的事情。神愿意，神恳求教会预备那个时间，你并不知道的即将来临的那个季节，你现在要预备。神恳求你。
That in less than one nanosecond, everything will have changed eternally on this earth. That's why this voice is such a golden voice on the earth.
你们要知道，不到纳米秒，就是一秒的纳米的那个瞬间，一霎时瞬间，所有的一切，地球上所有的一切就要改变了。根本没有什么预备的时间，现在就要预备。
Very powerful. He's saying that even this announcement now becomes such a treasure because this is the voice of awakening now, saying that the Messiah is about to come. When that event happens, it will be virtually irretrievable.
这个宣布现在多么的珍宝，多么的你们要懂得珍惜，因为那个事情就发生了，无法逆转，无法挽回的。预备的时间只有现在，现在要预备。
That's why God's desire.Is seen in Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. He says, Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above.
所以神恳求你们，若正与基督一同复活了，就当求在上面的事。
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God Almighty.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Verse 2 is even more beautiful. He says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. He brings such a contrast.
第二节更加的美丽，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，造成如此的一个对照，相反的场面，跟先进的教会相比。
And then verses 3 and 4, he continues to say,
第三、第四，他继续的跟你们恳求。
For you died.And your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
In other words, even the urge for the earthly things, earthly focus died on that day when you received Christ.
换言之，这地球有关的、这世上有关的、所有的一切，你里头的这个情欲、愿望、欲望，当你接受基督的那一瞬间，都死了。
That is the rapture of the church he's talking about there, the coming of the Messiah. If I were to preach a sermon on the book of Colossians chapter 4, I would have split that when Christ, who is your life, appears, the appearing of Christ, I would have opened a whole sermon on the rapture and another sermon on the second coming would have been a blast for maybe 9 hours. But you see here, he's referring to the rapture. He says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also...will appear with him in glory, promising glory on that day, blessed people.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，就是哥罗西斯三章的四节，就是告诉我们背题这个世间的一个经文了，单独的有时间来查考这哥罗西三章的四节，要花出很长的时间来要讲到这背题的事情，因为基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，就是他在空中降临的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在他的荣耀里，你们要背题走来要参加他的荣耀，因此你们要懂得要追求这个荣耀，这荣耀才是永恒的。
So this would have been a big sermon, blessed people.
因此这段经文可以成为很大的一个经讲道。
When Christ, who is your life, appears.
因为基督是你们的生命，他要显现的时候。
He doesn't say if, he says when, meaning it's a matter of time he will appear.
这是
In other words, he's saying it's a guarantee Christ will come.
换言之，他在这保证基督要出现了，要再临了。基督才是你的生命，你接受基督的那个瞬间，基督成为你的生命了。你现在在基督里活着，到时候仍然跟基督一起活着。你们也要与他一同显现在他荣耀里，他应许给你的就是这个荣耀。
For this alone, if you look at the contrast, you don't understand. You cannot understand the enormity of this glory being promised, except that you look at the contrast between those that will go into glory and those that will enter the lake of burning sulfur.
因此，如果你要真正的理解这荣耀是什么意思，你必须要拥有那个相反的一种处境，就是没有参加这荣耀的，只能下地狱，地狱的火湖里。马太16:32。教会基督徒有必要专注荣耀，有必要专注天堂里荣耀的理由。马太16:32。
The book of Matthew 16:32。
马太十六的。
He's saying the following. The book of Romans 8:5。
罗马八的五。
I shot out there. Romans 8:35。
罗马八的五。
He says the following.
他说的如下
Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit of the Lord have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事
So in other words, the Lord is saying that from the prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 to 27 as we saw yesterday.
换言之主，我们昨天看到的丹尼里九章二十四到二十七节的经文来告诉我们的信息就是
He's saying that that prophecy should cause the church to determine what type of a people should you be. A holy people or an utterly sinful people.
这预言要求教会来要决定自己要成为圣洁的主的百姓，还是专注水平的属于地上的属于世上的基督徒。这预言把光照给我们，来要让我们决定影响我们的生活，要求我们活出圣洁基督徒的生活。
Is such an awakening that should affect our living such that we live in preparedness all the time.
这样的预言如此的影响我们，来要懂得在预备当中生活。
In readiness all the time.
总是做好预备当中，总是要专注天堂当中，总是追求，总是处在公义里头。
That sin will never win should cause us to persevere, endure, and stand.
整个一切启示的启示预言告诉我们，罪恶总不能战胜，因此我们要忍耐，要坚定到底，坚持到底。
That when you get to know the news that has not yet been broadcasted, that God will one day win and set up His kingdom, then that should cause you to stand firm. And endure whatsoever persecution you go through on this life.
神所有的战争，神总是要战胜，神必须要战胜，神必定要战胜。如果你知道这一点，你现在受到的逼迫有多大，你必须要忍耐到底。
Our ethical behavior, we should be more ethical and morally upright.
并且这个预言必须要影响到我们道德的标准，更要活出更加道德的、伦理的，必须要懂得照顾我们今生后的来生。因此今天主愿意赐给你们的信息就是，天和地总是一个持续不断的矛盾冲突当中，互相征战打仗当中，没有任何一个人同时的追求耶稣和世界，不可能同时的追求，没有任何一个人同时的能够追求天和地。
The Lord is using this announcement to disconnect the church from the desires of the earth, from the heavenly focus, the horizontal focus, that she may now be singularly focused on the kingdom of God, the coming of the Messiah.
换言之，主现在借着这样的一个宣布来，要让教会跟世界彻底分开来，要完全的离开这属于地上的任何一个情欲，这样一来，单一的、单单的专注天堂，不要专注这地上的事情。正如现今教会所做的一样，没有任何一个人能够拜两个主人，跟随两个主人。因为先进的教会呢，愿意服侍世上，也愿意服侍天堂，是不可能的。他愿意服侍罪，可是也同时的愿意服侍天堂，这是不可能的。
That's why the Lord sent us pronouncing repentance, proclaiming the gospel of repentance globally, that people may turn around, become enlightened, and disconnect from serving the world.And now focus on serving the kingdom.
这是为什么主差我来要面向全世界的列国，呼唤悔改，让他们明白要离开这个罪恶，并且要结束服侍罪恶、服侍世上的这个基督徒的生活。
He's saying very clearly,
在这讲得很清楚。
That giving consideration or some attention to the earth automatically annuls and cancels and nullifies.Your attention for heaven.
因为你一旦专注，你一旦专注地上的事情，就自动的就让你消失对天堂的追求，这是自动的就这么连在一起的。
You cannot focus on both.
你绝对不可能专注这两个事情，同时的专注两个事情，两个相反不同的事情。这是为什么耶稣来？
From the world,
让你的心彻底的离开这个世界，这是基督，正如他单一的、单单的专注天堂、专注父神一样，你也是跟着他。
So it's about the robbery of the heart that the devil is attempting to do. It's about the heart.
因为你的心就是这个撒旦魔鬼要拿走的、偷走的，就是你的心。
So where is your treasure?
因此在哪里有你的珍宝呢？马太6的19一直到
24，
就是这一切就是为了你的心，耶稣死是为了你的心。马太6的19，你的珍宝到底在哪里？
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
If you put King James, it will be beautiful out there.
把请进本放下来就更好。
He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Which is laying here. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Where moth and rust doth corrupt.
地上有虫子咬，能锈坏。
And where thieves break through and steal.
也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
只要积攒财宝在天上。
Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt.
天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏。
And where thieves do not break through nor steal.
也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is,
因为你的财宝在哪里，
there will your heart be also.
你的心也在哪里。
And so, the Lord is saying, you cannot serve two masters.Like you see in the present day church.
因此主在说，你不可能侍奉两个主人，正如现今教会做的那样，不可能的。
So where is the treasure of the present day Christian?
因此现今的基督徒，你的珍宝在哪里？
Is it in the seen realm or the unseen realm? We saw that yesterday.
我们昨天看到的，在有罪的领域里，还是没有罪的领域里？
We saw that the things that are seen are temporary.
因为我们看到的这有罪的领域是短暂的，只有没有罪的才可以永恒的。因此作为基督徒，你必须要懂得你的财宝，你的珍宝在哪里。你必须要保护你跟父神之间的关系。
所以主在说到的危险的allurements和enticementsOf this dark world, the seduction, the allurements, the dangers of the allurements, and the seduction and enticements of this dark world.
因此主现在警告你，跟这黑暗的世界绑在一起的，从这黑暗势力而来的一切诱惑、迷惑的危险。
He's saying that this is now time for us to begin to focus on the kingdom of heaven because the seasons are changing.
主告诉我们，因为季节改变了，你必须要懂得专注属于天堂的事情。
Genesis 13 verses 10 and 13. Genesis 13, 10 and 13.
创世纪十章十三。
Says the following.
他说道如下。
And Lot lifted up his eyes.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。
That it was well watered everywhere before the Lord God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
直到所尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄摩拉以前。
The garden of the Lord, the garden of Eden.
如同耶和华的园子伊甸园，也像埃及地，也像埃及地。
As thou comest unto Zoar.
这个索尔地。
Then he says, then Lord chose him all the plains of the Jordan. Put the NIV so that is easier for them from verse 10. From verse 10, he says the following from NIV. Where are your NIV?
Do you 我们可以读一下 NIV 版本。
He says the following. Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的。
Like the garden of the Lord,
那地在耶和华。
Like the land of Egypt,
威灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先。如同耶和华的园子伊甸园，也像埃及地。
So Lord chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan,
于是罗德选择的约旦河的全平原。往东迁移。
The two men, that is now Lot and Abraham, the two men parted company.
他们就彼此分离了，他们就是罗德与亚伯拉罕。十三节。
Now the people of Sodom were wicked.
索多玛人在耶和华面前大恶极。
And were sinning greatly against the Lord.
他们面前罪恶，罪大恶极。
So it's the allurements of this world.
因此看一下这个 世界这世上对你的迷惑，这从这地上来捆绑你的势力，这从这世上来的诱惑迷惑你的势力。因此罗德看来呢，索多玛俄摩拉对他的心里头那么大要去追求的东西，这一来他就投资到索多玛。主问现今的基督徒，哪里有你的珍宝，哪里有你的珍宝。我们看到的罗德的珍宝就在那深谷里，索多玛和俄摩拉。因此罗德的心中有索多玛了，这样一来大大的投资到那个地方。因此你们要当心，当你追求的时候，那些容易的、容易出去、容易进来的，你们必须要注意。
The pursuit for ease always blocks, always impedes our faithfulness to God.
因为你追求世上的东西，总是拦阻你对神的追求。这两样东西总是相反的、相冲突的。
No matter the persecution, please don't take the easy way out.
这是为什么主跟你说，无论逼迫有多大，绝对不要选择方便的、舒服的、容易的道路。
The Lord is warning us on familiarity and complacency. The way Lord was Anquana Sita, he was lingering around when he was told, "Leave Sodom." This is what is happening right now. The church is being told, "Leave this place. There is fire coming here." And she's sittering around. She's lingering around.
并且主警告，熟悉起来的那些自己满足的那种环境里头，就是现今教会所处这个世上的态度一样。住在索多玛。
They don't understand that the worldliness in the church is actually deadly.
现今教会并不知道，教会里头世上的东西，进到教会里的世上的东西非常的危险，非常致命性的。我们在我们的生命里头，世上的东西对罪恶绝对不可能忽略掉。这就是为什么，这是神在这一代面前的给你们的严谨的警告，要求你们这一代来要专注天堂。因为你们看到的就是这个季节就要结束，另一个季节就要开始了。
And that change we are being told will be sudden.
并且这个季节的改变突然发生，突然。
Suddenly, the tribulation comes in. Suddenly, the rapture has taken the church.
突然灾难临到，突然被提发生。
And yet in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 9 and 10 he says,
帖前一九到十。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10,
帖前一九到十。
For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里。
How you turn to God from idol worship to serve the living and true God.
你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。等候他儿子从天降临，如果我是你把从天降临的那等候儿子的事情发现，这才是核心。就等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣基督，就是他来要救我们离开脱离即将来临的愤怒的时代。
而且主已经pronounced himself very clearly in Bible that the church was never meant for the wrath that is coming.
在圣经非常明确的神告诉我们，这不是个神的意图让教会经历这即将来临的愤怒的时代。五的九十帖前，然后就我们结束了。
5:9-10:9 says, For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath.
因为神不是预定我们受刑、受愤怒。
In other words, he's saying that God never called you to come and be born again and then go and destroy you in the tribulation and crush you there.
换言之，神绝对不是呼召你成为教会，然后呢，就是进入灾难，灾难受到神的愤怒，这不是个神的意图，不是神的预定，这不是神的方式。我们服侍的是公义的神。
This is your pre-tribulation rapture right here.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救，这就是灾难之前背起的经文。
In other words, everybody was bound to wrath.
受刑英文的表达是受痛苦，所有的人都。
And mankind is totally helpless in saving himself unless the Messiah comes.
没有弥赛亚来了，人类彻底的没有任何帮助，没有任何希望。
He left us the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么耶稣来了就留给我们圣灵了。
That the Holy Spirit may help the church the way he helped Jesus.
好让圣灵帮助教会，正如他帮助基督耶稣一样。正如圣灵帮助耶稣基督来成全所有的一切公义。圣灵帮助耶稣基督彻底的献身给父神。圣灵把能力赐给耶稣基督来完成他的一切事工，这就是为什么主现在告诉我们说，我们要做好预备来遇见我们的父神。非圣洁没有任何一个人能够拜见神的。
And yet God has pronounced himself so clean and clearly in 5:9 he saidthat he did not appoint the church to suffer wrath.
并且神非常明确的帖前五章九节告诉我们，神不是预定我们，神的意图不是让教会经历他的愤怒。十节，他说
He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep we may live with Jesus together forever.
他替我们死，基督替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与基督与他同活。
He's talking about eternity with Christ. He's introducing the church to eternity with Christ. Wherever Christ goes, the church will go after the rapture.
在这谈的就是基督跟教会跟基督永恒的同在，就是被提之后，他到哪去，教会都跟着他走，永远的不分离，跟基督同在。
So if he takes you in the rapture and is headed towards heaven, you will go towards there with him.
把你提走之后，他前往天堂，你就跟他一起前往天堂。
That when he's coming in the second coming, you will be there also on white horses.
当他再临的时候，临到这个地上耶路撒冷，你就跟他一起骑白马一起来。当他建立平安的千禧年，你就跟他一起坐在宝座，跟他一起统治。当他进入新耶路撒冷，你就跟他一起进入那一人永恒的家。新耶路撒冷最近让我看到的，他让我看到的，把我带到那儿，就跟永生跟我说了，这是一人永恒的家。
So the Lord is saying that he set out to call us and separate us from wrath, but bring us to eternal life with him.
因此主设定好的就是拣选我们来，让我们避开即将来的灾难，神的愤怒，然后跟他同在。 因此蒙福的人们。
Revelation chapter 3:10 in finishing.
启示录三的十，让我们结束。
As we finish, he says the following.
结束的时候神说的如下。
You have kept my command to endure patiently.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，你。
I will also keep you from the word is from the hour of trial that is going to come to the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth.
你既遵守了我的命令，忍耐到底了，我也必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
The hour of tribulation when it comes, it will be the entire earth. There is nowhere to hide.
意味着灾难这个试炼的时候临到，这是普天下人都要经历的，没有任何一个例外。
The Lord has pronounced himself so clearly and eloquently that it is his desire to snatch you out, take you from, keep you from, keep you away from the disaster zone.
可是在这非常明确的雄辩式的父神表达自己的信念，他愿意提走你，让你免去受到这普天下人受试炼的时候，这不是神愿意你受去经历的。
And they're announcing, evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. This is what these mega prophets have been doing. They are announcing evacuation.
这就是为什么主差派这两位先知来的灾难，大灾难即将临到的，临到地球的这个时节，宣布撤离，撤离，撤走，撤走，把神所爱的人，把你们撤离走。
We have been announcing to the whole four ends of the earth evacuation, that they may evacuate here because you don't want a worse episode of coronavirus.
我现在面向整个地区的四个角落宣布神百姓的撤离走的事情，因为神不愿意你们看到比冠状病毒更恶劣的事情。
Utaki virusi vya corona lile kali kuliko lile muliona juzi.
比冠状病毒更恶毒的事情发生在你身上。神不愿意你经历比乌克兰战争更恶劣的、更糟糕的战争，你来经历。神不愿意你去经历土耳其叙利亚发生的地震，比那更严重的地震。
You don't want worse plagues than Ebola.
你也不愿意经历比伊波拉更糟糕的疾病，比基卡病毒更糟糕的
事情。
因此我现在宣布这撤走撤离的事情，因为这一切事情要发生在这灾难大灾难里。现在十一节，他说
I am coming soon.
我必快来。
Hold on to what you have,
你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
So those who want to receive the Lord,
因此那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的，作为自己的主和救主的，跟我一起祷告。我知道我们的服事明天继续。我就要挖出来有关教会背景更深层次的信息来，让你们装备更完整的、更好的信息知识。因此愿接受主基督的，跟我一起祷告。强大的主耶稣，我今天在我心中接受你，并且接受你在加略山给我们的永生，以强大的耶稣圣名来，并且我悔改我所有一切的罪恶。请求我的主耶稣基督用圣灵来恩膏我，让我彻底的离开专注地上的事情，并且让我彻底的专注天堂的事情，即将来临的神的国度。以强大的耶稣圣灵而求，今天我重生了。 阿们。
Remember that the Messiah is coming.
记得弥赛亚要来了。
The King is coming.